The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, man? I tell you, we had an amazing time on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast with our live Zoom studio audience. We played Bet on Ben. That's what I'm going to share with you on this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We learned a lot in this. First of all, Amanda teamed up with Ben for the game, all right? We also learn what vulvodynia is. I think that's how you say that. It's, well, you know what? Nothing more needs to be said about that. You'll find it all out here in the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Enjoy.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben, Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric, E-N, Ben, Eric.
Sounds perfect.
Okay. All right. There's a mute for you, and a mute for you, and a mute for you. You get a mute. And you get a mute. Ms. Amanda, we are ready to go. Are you ready?
Oh, sure.
What's the farthest you've gotten in this game?
I lost, but it was like $2. No,
oh,
$4.
You did terribly.
Maybe some. It was, yeah, I've sucked.
All right. Here's a question. What are the names, Ben, of Donald Duck's nephews? What are the names of Donald Duck's nephews? Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Ben, you better freaking know this. I'm betting on him.
I'm going to say Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Got the order wrong, but that is correct.
What's the order?
Usually they say Huey, Dewey, and Louie, but it's fine. You got it.
Okay.
Question.
What was Amanda saying? There's no what? There's no order?
I was going to say there's no order.
Oh, I thought you
bullshit.
Thought I
got what do you mean
wrong?
There's no order? They always start with Huey, and they always follow it up with Dewey, and they always end with Louie. They don't
it should be Dewey, Huey, and Louie in alphabetical order.
It should.
Order.
Yes, alphabet. Absolutely.
Well, they don't do it that way. It's the same order every time.
All right. It's the same order every time.
Thank you.
Okay. And so from that reasoning, Eric, then you got the white supremacist, right? White supremacist. There you see.
Are you high? You're high.
How old were you when you moved into your first apartment?
Here's a question. What are the three cardinal virtues? What are the three cardinal virtues? Amanda, are you betting on or against our good Catholic boy?
Against.
What are the three? Ben, do you know what a virtue is?
I know what virtue signaling is.
Well, then you could probably figure this out.
No, I really have. Abstinence. Is that already wrong? Because if it's wrong, just buzz me. Abstinence. Oh, okay.
We were looking for faith, hope, and charity.
Ah.
Amanda has $2.
Faith, hope, and charity.
It's all right. All she has to do is match.
Cardinals can have sex.
I don't even know how the word cardinal plays into that. I think it's
neither. Now who's high?
Yeah. Okay, here you go, Ben. What is the nickname of the University of Tennessee football team or any athletic team at the University of Tennessee. Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Oh, man. I'll bet on him. Why not?
Ah,
it's sports.
You lucky son of a bitch. It's the Volunteers.
There it is.
I didn't know, so.
That's the tricky part of this game. It could be something that's, you know, is that is in his wheelhouse, and you don't know that. And then you bet the opposite. It's $4, Amanda. We're going for $8 right now.
It's exciting.
Ooh, what suspect in the game of Clue teaches college? Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben? What suspect in the game of Clue teaches college?
I don't know, but I'll bet on him.
Damn, you're making good guesses because I'm going to say Professor Plum.
Oh, yes.
In the library with the candlestick.
I love that game, by the way. It's a great game.
Yeah.
That's $8.
Did you know, I think I heard that a little bit of trivia, that when the movie came out in theaters, they had different endings that you could see.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you see any of those?
I watched the movie when it was on like TV, but I don't remember. I've never seen different endings.
Did you watch any of the Oscars the other night?
I did not. Did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch a bit of it.
Because it was all Zoom stuff, wasn't it?
Not exactly. They actually had some people there. Kenny?
Every time that the Clue plays on TV or anywhere, it shows you multiple endings. It says, that's how it happened. Or it could have happened this way. And then you see a new ending. Like, am I the only one that knows that?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think you are the only one that knows that.
I'm always the only one that has a clue.
Hey, oh. Amanda, you have $8, right? Isn't that what I said?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a chance for you to take this $8 and make it $16. Just like that, you're kind of sniffing around at the possibility of getting close to the big money here. What island is the boot of Italy kicking? What island is the boot of Italy kicking? Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
You know how Italy is shaped like a boot, Ben?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes.
Kicking an island. What's the name of that? Look at Aram. He's getting ready to put that in his butt.
Oh, yeah. Or his cat's butt.
Mace is asleep.
I think he's getting head right now.
But the nice hooded sweatshirt there, Jason. I love that. Thank you.
What island?
COVID Ben.
Yes.
What is the answer?
I have absolutely no clue. Is it? I want to ask if it's a country or if it's just like the island of blah, blah, blah. I'll say the island of Dr. Moreau.
Dr. Moreau. It could. No. We are looking for Sicily.
Is that a part of Italy?
I think Sicily is. I you know what? I don't know.
I think
Amanda,
it is.
Amanda seems to.
I think it is.
But you can still be like Sicilian. I mean, there are people who say, hey, are you Italian?
Oh, really?
I'm Sicilian. I think it's true. I don't know.
Is Sicily a country? Oh, I still have truffle butter pulled up in Google.
Oh, good, good. Do you think there's ever been a video where a lady actually ate her own truffle butter?
Oh, hells yeah. Right off the wiener.
Sex is gross. You know that?
It really is.
Sex.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
sex makes you do shit that, like, a raccoon, if a raccoon saw you doing it, the raccoon would be like, that's fucked up.
But that's how you know you're doing it right.
Yeah.
That's what we tell people. So, like sex is gross. And I'm like, that's how you know you're doing it right.
So when you eat feces, that's good? Is that...
I honestly would not consider eating feces sex. So no. Okay.
And, all right, but well, it's a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Anyway,
ask your mouth, man.
What did you what did you see about Sicily?
Apparently, Italy has 20 regions, kind of like how we have states, and Sicily is one of those.
All right, Amanda, lover of truffle butter, listen up.
No.
You have $16. You can make it $32 here.
Damn.
Truffle butter, Amanda.
No. No.
That's going to stick.
Please, no.
Kind of like the truffle butter.
Okay.
Around a wiener.
If you're in Rome, we're back to Italy. If you're in Rome, and you're at a restaurant, and the menu, you're in Rome, you're at a restaurant, the menu says Polo, P-O-L-L-O.
That's...
What is that? Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben? P-O-L-L-O.
I think Ben knows it, so I'm gonna bet on him.
I'm going to go with my Spanish teaching, and I'm going to guess... chicken.
Oh my gosh, absolutely correct. That is a match.
Oh wait,
correct your pronunciation.
Yeah, I was I gave it away.
What do you mean? What
I was gonna say, pollo.
Pollo.
Oh, it's I said it wrong. Okay, yeah.
Well, but it's that's okay. Spanish, but Spanish and Italian,
yeah,
can be somewhat similar. But.
I'm just, so it worked out where you said he is going to know it and he got it right. Okay. So now this is huge.
Ah, I gave it away though.
Why?
Gave,
what do you mean?
Because I was like she said, I was going to correct your pronunciation.
But you didn't, there was nothing weird that happened in your answer, was there?
You could have been wrong, Ben. I mean,
that's true.
He was right though, right? I'm not screwing
this
up.
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was right. Okay. Yeah.
We have this is rare. It's happened only two other times. And Nick, I think, was both of them. If you get this right, we're going as high as we can go. A big $50 cash prize. All right.
Where's the money going to?
It's going to her pocket.
Her dildo fund.
$32. Wow. We can make it 50.
Here it's going to go to washcloths to help clean off that truffle butter. Oh, the music just ended.
Oh, did it?
Okay. Yeah.
I have a great sexual health charity I can give it to.
Oh, yeah?
Your vagina?
Oh.
No. Oh. An actual charity. It's called the Patty Brisbane Foundation.
And what do they do?
They research sexual health for women.
Oh, okay. I thought they're gonna help people like Stu rape people.
Yeah, are you like are you gonna like pay for an abortion or something?
Yeah.
No.
here's 50 coat hangers.
Like women of cancer survivors who would like to be able to enjoy sex again.
Uh-huh.
You can't enjoy sex if you had cancer.
It's usually painful. If it's like, yeah.
Yeah, Ben, don't you know anything?
I don't. Why do? Yeah. Because they have big cysts on the lips.
Oh.
Well, there's other things besides cancer. There's stuff like vulvodynia.
Oh. Did you say vulvodynia?
Yes.
What is that?
Is that what I think it is? Like cancer?
Dinner of the vulva?
Is that cancer
it's
on the
female issues? No, it's I'm trying to remember if vulvodynia is the one where the uterus actually starts coming out of the vagina.
What? Oh my God.
A prolapse uterus?
Oh God, it's like eating a fucking pasty.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. But, you know, women who have these issues should not, should still be able to have intimate relationships with their significant others.
Fuck, they should.
I'm gonna get on Tinder and my profile is just gonna say must have vulvodynia.
can you imagine?
I could be wrong though, I guess.
if it comes flying out of there like a fish in saran wrap. Oh God.
It's been a while since I've gotten updated on my sexual health education.
What if you were to apply your man juice just to the as it's just hanging out there?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It happens though. Gravity is not a woman's friend.
You ever see that scene in Rocky?
Why you do Kegels?
When Rocky's punching the thing like the speedback.
Yeah. that conversation you were talking about in the limo, Eric, with the meat.
Oh, yes. Yes, the big lips. Oh God. Okay. Wow. This is spectacular. I think Andrea's up to no good in there. All right, now here we go. This could be either it's make or break. You, if it matches $50, so screw it up. Well, then that's that. Which American city saw 42 die and $44 million in property damage in the summer riots of 1967? Which American city saw 42 die? $44 million in property damage in the summer riots of 1967. Amanda, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I know it.
That's what's tricky question about this is. Game. That's very tricky because, you know, you just...
I don't know. Against him.
Bet against Ben. Ben, if you get this, if you get this wrong, she wins. If you get it right, she's back to zero.
I have a guess, but I have absolutely no idea if this is correct. The year doesn't matter to me. I'm should I just say my answer, my guess?
Count your answer out. Oh, yeah,
whatever you think, man. You know how it goes.
All right, here we go. For $50 to lose is the answer, Chicago. Oh, come on.
It is not. Amanda, tell them what the answer is.
Watts. Los Angeles.
No.
No?
No.
That was 67?
Oh, no. The answer is Detroit.
What?
Yep, the 1967 Detroit riots.
Oh, I would.
I got a date with Wikipedia tonight.
Well, hey, it's something to read. It doesn't matter. You got $50.
Yeah,
$50 for money going to pussies.
Yeah. To pussies falling out of pussies.
Oh my God. Can you wait? You know what? If you want, I can send the donation directly from here. And I can write in the memo, you know, something that that might.
You know, Eric, I was this close to saying I was going to pay for sponsoring. Oh! Yours. But no, but here's the catch. I have to get permission from Pure Romance to do so.
Yeah.
So when I asked them and they said, yeah, we need to listen to it first. And I was like, well, there goes that idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That ain't gonna happen.
I you know, it's funny. I've had that happen. I've had people who I've approached and, you know, what I tell them is I go, well, and when I do get that, they come to, hey, what about the content? And I go, yeah, the content is none of your concern. All you're concerned with is people.
Right.
Are you interested in people or what I say?
Oh, it's what you said.
we don't want to be associated with someone who says fuck. It's like, you're an asshole. Everybody says fuck. The fuck is wrong with you?
Oh no, that wouldn't be the problem with them. That it's not the language. It actually is the content. They're like, especially, calling me a dildo salesperson. They wouldn't get the humor. Yeah. They want it meaningful.
They wouldn't. And they know what they're doing. I mean, they've been successful at what they're doing. So it's hard to argue with their game plan, you know?
But so much for the asshole of the day sponsored by Pure Romance.
Hey, you know what? If they want to, I have no problem with that organization being dignified in the fact that they can sell you a double ender to go into two assholes. Yeah.
It's my favorite kind of porn.
Have you ever had one of your parties where people are seeing the things and then somehow the wrong thing wound up in the wrong bag and you had a used dildo inside of your bag?
No. But I have had things stolen.
Okay. Because that's not...
Well, yeah.
Those things aren't cheap.
No.
Do you think anyone's ever stuck it inside of them and then put their pants on?
Yeah, stolen it with it inside them.
I don't know. I haven't heard of anything. I have never had a consultant tell me that.
Like, oh, there goes that butt plug.
Yeah. Hey, do you have any family members who do not approve of you selling these devices?
No, I have family members that buy from me.
You do? Like
your daughter?
My daughter sells or used to sell, but I can't tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Of course.
It's confidential.
That is correct. Call my shopping room when the girls come into my shopping room to shop. It's called Vegas. That's what happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
Do you sell like strap-ons?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God.
Kenny,
you hear that?
We have briefs. We have like brief pants, shorts.
Yep.
Briefs that you can put something in front.
Oh my God.
You can put something in front, like what, to make your package look bigger?
No, it's like the dildo, it fits onto the briefs.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's different ones that you have. Like we have one that is, it's kind of double ended, but you can hold it inside of you while penetrating your partner.
Wow. Penetrating your partner. That's great. Do you have,
how does it stay
in you?
Yeah.
If the partner with the vagina would hold it inside their vagina, and then they have they actually can hold it to have something that would penetrate into their partner.
Let's turn to Kenny here. Kenny, what are your thoughts? Do you have any words that you'd like to add about this whole conversation?
No, this is. Like, this is not normal conversation for me. So
yeah, it doesn't.
Poor
Penny. It makes you. It's definitely making you uncomfortable. There's no question.
Well, it's just awkward. Cause
yeah. All right. All right.
A joke from you about Amanda. Well,
no, I'm not gonna do that. I, I don't. I'm not gonna address that you guys are now lovers.
You gotta talk about sex, Kenny. Come on, it's a part of life.
Hey, it's what she wants to do to me, man.
Not a part of my life.
All right. Anyway. Okay. Well, congratulations. I'll be sending that money to fix that girl's vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing? You can join me for the podcast with Ben and myself and the audience. It's so much fun. You kick back for an hour and a half, have a couple of pops, maybe light up a smoke, watch us do our thing, interact with us. It's all part of the Patreon, man. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, $5 or $10 a month. I put up so much content on there. I bust my behind on that thing. adding more and more to the Patreon. All right. $5 or $10 a month. $5 is all the audio. $10 is audio, video, live streams, and participation on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If you don't like it, you cancel it. You get the rest of the month. No big deal. If you like it, convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. It's all there for you. Thank you so much for the time. Hope you have a good one. We'll talk to you down the road right here.